Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Podcast, baby.
Now I'd like to just take a moment to talk to you about my Lord and Savior, Sir Alex Ferguson. I'm just kidding. I don't know that nigga. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome. It's your boy TMT. I'm out here. I'm with Coach. I'm with good vibes. I'm with the spirit of God.
Okay, God. I mean, God works. Honestly, God works. Because like I saw you stall there. I'm like, I need to jump in and help this nigga. But like, yeah, God works.
Because his spirit is so heavy. You just kind of have to. When I'm through, you have to slow it down.
I'm dead. Do not kill me.
You have to slow it down,
bruh.
You know, I have a question for you, Coach. Right off the bat,
well, I guess you want me to sing? When the spirit of the Lord is upon my soul, I will dance like David danced.
I will dance. Just so we're clear, like this song is about David, right?
I'm dead. Yeah, it's about David Ogara.
Okay, 100%. I knew it was. I was trying to see if you knew. I was trying to make sure you knew because, you know, it's like, it's just one of those deep cuts. Like, people don't really know about songs, you know?
Yeah.
They probably think it's some random guy named David. Nah, man. It's the David.
It's about the David, man. David Adeleke. You know what I'm saying? OBO himself.
The real David. You know what's crazy? It's like, David, don't hear us say this. I'll probably slap us.
I'm dead. I don't think you have a problem with that, man.
He might.
David likes a little praise and worship. That nigga loves fan love.
He might. For those listening for the first time, this is Submarine and Roach. I am TMT.
It's a podcast.
And I am.
And my name is KKK Kalakutaku Jisir.
It's two guys. Usually it's three guys, but today it's two guys. And we just like to keep it real simple. We like to bust it down sexual style in a dashiki. Yeah. Keep it real cool for you guys. Go tell with the sauce, are we? I don't know, some think so.
There's no panty drugs. Gang. No panty gang over here, man. Yoruba boys, I don't wear pants. You get me?
No pants. Yep. No pants gang. Last time I wore pants, I was young.
Yeah, very, very young.
Yeah.
Last time I wore a pants, I used to bed wet. And that's honestly why I wore the pants, so I can soak the piece. Sorry.
I don't like that. Why would you say that? What? Damn, okay.
It's not like it's a fucking Pampers or something. It's not like it's a nappy that would actually just soak the piece. Like, you actually just.
Stop saying soak the piece, man. Stop saying that.
Okay,
you're saying it like that poet, babe. That's so the piece.
I'm dead. Peace. Simply Shy. Oh, I love that babe so much, man. Like, she's so funny. Guys, she's. Yeah, that. Guy, I love when people are funny in, like, ways that, like, I could never be funny.
Yeah, you can tell only her could do that. Like, she's developed that literally, sort of style.
Bruh, like.
Yeah. And it's weird because, like, she does, like, the Nigerian accent thing, which I typically tend to not find funny, but she's made it. She's done something new with it, which is, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, like, it's. But no, but this one is obvious, clear as day. Like, it's performance art, and like, she's performing as herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she's imitating someone or like, you know, whatever. She's just like, yeah.
And, also, and you can tell also, like, she knows actual spoken word. Like, the way she like dips in and out of those pockets.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell she's Yoruba as fuck as well. Like, it's not as if like, you know, like, you can get hints of the fact that, oh, this babe, they boss Yoruba, and like, she has, I mean, maybe not Yoruba accent, but like, it's not so fake or so far-fetched, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Also, I fucking love her, what's it called? Is it turban or a headband or whatever? That shit is iconic.
It's called a cap, it's called a filler.
She's a filler. But it's actually not a filler, it's more or less a gele, Abby.
It's like a gele.
Yeah, but she'd be tying it like mad Aladdin-like.
Aladdin-like, that must be like such an offensive thing to say. To all the millions of Middle Easterns that listen to this podcast, I'm really sorry about that.
I'm dead. Is that really bad? I don't know that that's bad to say, is it?
I don't know, man.
Like, I'm just trying to be descriptive, you know? I'm painting a picture with my words.
You know, Aladdin is like Chinese originally.
Aladdin is Chinese originally. Yeah, I don't believe that.
I think the legend is Chinese.
Interesting.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, yeah, but
I'm
like,
also not buying it.
While I look
also,
it
don't
up,
forget you had a question for me as well.
Oh yeah, I did have a question for you. All right, so if you're like, if you have a babe, right?
Okay.
Are you allowed to keep, like, you know when you go on Bluetooth. It has like all the devices you've paired with in the past.
Yes.
Are you allowed to keep the paired devices from like women you've been with in the past?
From past relationships, I'm dead. Interesting. That's a tough one. Depends, honestly. Mm-hmm. Depends on type of head. Depends on what we're talking about. Like, okay, from my point of view, I mean, like, it's not a big deal, honestly. Like, I don't have to keep it. I'll delete it or whatever. But if it's a babe that I'm seeing, it depends. Like, if she's connecting to Bluetooth and, like, it was some, like, you know, expensive-ass car, like, you know, like, somebody's Audi A8, I'll be like, you have to do that shit. You can't be here reminiscing. Every time you want to connect to my Bluetooth, you now be remembering, oh,
Shia's speakers.
Bro, yes, you want to connect to Shia's speakers, and it's just like, no, like... You remember when you used to connect to somebody's Audi A8 or some shit like that? No, that's not the time for that. All things are passed away. You have to delete that. You have to delete that shit, man.
So what you're saying is you should probably delete old Bluetooth settings. Because it's like, why do you still have the settings? Do you plan on connecting to the speakers again? What's your P, man?
Honestly, that's a good question, but I don't know. And it's just something that doesn't occur to you. Like,
I know this is the part of relationships that people don't talk about, like, you know, Bluetooth settings, CarPlay, all of that. This is what we do. We're a deep dive podcast. Coach, how was your week?
My week was
your weekend.
Yeah, my weekend's pretty good actually. I took out my hair, I washed it. It was mad therapeutic. Detangled it as well. What else I do to it? Obviously conditioned it, deep conditioned it, shampooed it, you know what I'm saying? Just generally just took care of myself, then gave them a little mask, you know, before I showered. It was just like self-care Saturday evening, even though I beat myself up the entire Saturday, because like I went to the gym. And so lately I've been going to the gym like four times a week. So I'll go on Tuesday and I'll go on Wednesday,
right?
And then I'll go crazy on Saturday and Sunday. Like I'll do like 3 to 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday just to make up for the fact that I'm only going twice a week, like during the week.
Yeah.
And so I had gone on Saturday and I was spent, but I also had my shit to do. So it was also a spring cleaning day. So imagine a Saturday of being on your feet for like 8 hours. That was like, it was very difficult. So obviously I was spent on Sunday, and that's why we're recording again on Monday, because like Sunday I was just like, I woke up, I started watching footy and I napped during the game or just shortly after the game. Next thing, I woke up at 8 o'clock. And dude, I really hate napping on Sundays, because there's something about napping on Sundays where the depression just like creeps up on you and just holds your neck. And so I was really fighting for my life when I woke up from that nap, but like thankfully I was able to navigate, because like, you know, people love me and I have great friends, and they were able to like, you know, just like get me out of my funk. But there's something I don't like, the fact that like my happiness on weekends is sort of kind of tied to productivity. If I feel like I've been a bum on the weekend, I feel very, very bad. However, I don't feel bad if I'm a bum on company time on the weekday.
That's interesting. I
don't guess it.
I guess because I feel like a bum all the time.
Yeah.
Even though I have like 9 jobs, I just like to wild out when I can. But then this weekend I spent it like sort of in the house just chilling. With the exception of Sunday, I went to my friend turned 30. I also just realized that this is the year like a lot of my friends turn 30. So there's going to be a lot of those parties. Honestly,
it's crazy. It's so wild that all your friends are in the same age group as you are. So crazy.
I know, but like, you know, like not every birthday deserves like a big party, but 30 is like one of the ones that like sort of does. So a lot of free
drinks. It's like literally going to be a year where you're going to be like attending birthday parties as opposed to just sending the one-off text like happy birthday. Yeah, I feel you actually.
Yeah. I just like to give some advice to all my friends turning 30. It's definitely a celebration of your life, but like it's also like a sort of declaration of defeat.
I'm dead.
You know, I want you to like really just go out there, have fun. But by the end of the night, I want you by the bar with a glass of whiskey. No cocktails at that time. Just a glass of whiskey. Your nearest and dearest by you. And you're just talking about all the dumb shit you used to do when you were younger. You're still young, but like, you know, 20s is a different ball game. 20s is like,
That wasn't the picture I was hoping you paint. The picture I was hoping you paint was like at the end of the night, all your friends are still grooving, and then you're there by the bar, whiskey in hand, just fucking ranting to the bartender
about all the missed opportunities you had in your 20s, bruh.
And about how there's fuck niggas here that you didn't invite, and they're not following you into your 30s.
Oh god! I can't believe I turned 30 this year. That's crazy.
Do I turn 29 this year? And I don't really feel anything at the moment, honestly. But I guess it's because I've kind of, it's weird and it's maybe a fucked up thing, but I've kind of like just like this pandemic. I mean, at the beginning, I felt a lot of pressure, but like afterwards, I'm just like, man, I don't know that I care that much anymore. Like before, I used to be like crazy about savings, like saving, you have to save for a rainy day, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm just like, man, I don't know, man. I'm just like living very, very heavily in the moment. And I like that for myself, honestly. I also need to be wary, obviously, because like I don't want to be poor, you know what I'm saying? I kind of need to save as well and invest. But also, I hate my life because, bro, I was like, okay, I need to start investing seriously, blah, 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 blah. Invested $3,000 like towards the end of last year in some fucking crypto shit. Guy, I think it's only 700 that is left right now. I swear, if I touch crypto again, let me die.
Like, bro, you're sorry, man. This is a comedy podcast. I know me, everything is funny to me, but I'm not about
to. No, it's funny now. No, I'm not. No, one thing about me is, once I invest money, once money leaves my account, like I'm not thinking about it anymore. But it was just like, damn, like look at my life. Like, why is it when me? I want to get my life together on an investment P that the whole thing just wants to crash. That's when Ukraine wants to know that they don't want to be bullied and everybody just wants to lose their fucking minds. Like, bro, like,
why is this the year that they stand up for themselves?
You get what I'm saying? Stop playing with me, man. Guys, just fucking bow, man. Bend the knee.
Let's put it in. And by it, I mean Russian troops.
Yeah, you bend over and let Putin. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Imagine if you just show like a briefing of like when Russia win. I mean, not when, but like if Russia win, they show like a briefing and it's just like the whole like cabinet and Putin, and they just listen to that techno song and they don't mind.
Oh shit, how does that song go again?
I don't know, but I remember there's this line from it, and it's just one of my favorite lines all time in Afrobeats.
Oh man, I can't remember.
He says something, what's that line about Ashawo? I never seen Ashawo or something like. Do you remember the line I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about, but yeah, that song is wild as hell, man. I try and find it.
What's it?
Your techno is the goat, man. Don't even get me started.
I just tried to Google Put It In. And it's just showing me like techno stuff everywhere. It's actually called Putin, but with two T's.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. It's a beautiful song, though, I'll tell you this. It's a great song.
Yeah, techno makes pop music for like days, man.
Yeah, so he says, I never see a shower. I never hold a shower.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Jeez. Hey, you know what's fucking killing me? Guy, on the album art, he's literally wearing uniform, like,
like a soldier.
He's wearing military garms. I'm finished. I am so finished.
That's the thing. That's what, and also, like, it's a military clothes, but like, just he also still looks like a Nigerian police officer.
Yeah, you are actually dead, man. Like he looks like Manowar, actually. You remember Manowar?
Yeah, I was in Manowar for like a solid 3 days because I thought they had real guns.
I'm dead.
And then I just saw some stick shaped guns, and I broke one of them, and I just left. I left.
Guy, why are there so many? Why are there so many uniformed
like paramilitary Nigeria organizations?
Yeah, man, there's so many. It makes no sense, man.
You have like, man of war. You have civil defense. You have all the gatesmen in Lekki that have like kind of popped up in all those. You know those streets? They basically barricaded all the streets, and there's just security guys everywhere. Those guys are Megards. Hey, you have Megards. That's what they're called.
Yeah, everything, man. Night Watchmen, Gogo, everything.
Why are they called Megards?
I have no idea. Let's Google that real quick.
Because they guard like during the other months of the year.
I am dead. Shut the fuck up.
You know, I just, you know, that's just, so that's just my, that's just my comedy, my comedic point of view. That's just what I think, you know, that's just what I think, you know. Why? Now, how about that?
Well, may God is an English word, no?
I don't know, man. Nothing so. In Nigeria works, so I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, may God is an English, well, anyways, whatever. Maybe it's not an English word. I just thought it was an English word, to be honest. Oh, apparently it's derived from main god, as in the main god of the castle.
Do you know what else is derived from main god?
What?
Condom.
The fuck? How?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to be funny.
This nigga just out here scrambling, trying to grab something.
I'm just trying my best. You know, I'm just trying my hand.
I did. But yeah, I guess main god, that makes no sense, man. Main god. Like, I get, well, to be honest, there were castles out here and shit. Like, motherfuckers brought their whole ass armies and, you know, they were guarding niggas and is what it is. And I guess it was Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Sorry.
Hey.
I'm doing too much.
Coach, this is my time to shine. You can't do that. I don't appreciate whatever it is you're doing right now. This is my show.
This reminds me. So you were talking about like connecting to Bluetooth and all that.
Yeah.
And I just remember, so I have a, you know, the photo on my Instagram of me and
mm-hmm.
Where like it's the pink background.
Yeah, it's like a shoot.
Yeah. That, so I love that photo so much. Like I fucking love that photo. And I have it framed. I've had it framed for like, I don't know, like since we got the photo taken. But it still hangs in my apartment because like it's a great photo.
Yeah.
And so like women come to my house and at first they just think, oh, it's like me just modeling randomly.
Yeah.
And then eventually they figure out that it's someone I used to see.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can just see their whole demeanor just change.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, actually, I love it.
I love that, like, Kojo. He knows it's a bad defense. He's just like, listen.
I'm going to tell you,
like, my point of view here is that I love this picture. And that is why it's up here, despite the fact that I just proposed two nights ago.
I'm dead. Don't kill me. No, definitely not the case. No. But I love it because, like, I mean, a headspace where it's like, I can't really, like, you know, commit to anyone right now. And it's just, people come to my house and they see that and they understand. Like, I didn't even have to say anything. They're just like, oh, this guy has his ex hanging in his house.
Oh, yeah, this thing is down bad.
Serious can ever come from this. And I'm just like, yes, that's exactly what I need. Like, I just need everybody to have that perspective when they come to my house.
They're your skunk stripes.
Skunk stripes? What are those?
So, you know, like, a skunk looks like a badger or some random woodland
creature. Oh, yeah.
But it's you see what, the stripes like, what, and you're yeah. like, oh, that's a skunk.
Yeah, that shit stink. that's when they see that photo in my house, they're like, oh yeah, this nigga weird. I'm like, yeah. Let's believe, baby.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think my version of that is just like this massive tattoo on my stomach.
I'm dead.
And it's
what does it say?
It's not even, it doesn't even say anything. It's just it's like a tattoo of a sonogram, and in the sonogram I carry my ex's child. And the child is holding a Nigerian birth certificate, and it says TMT and this person's child.
And her name.
Yeah, and her name's child.
I'm actually fucking dead, guy. Don't fucking kill me.
I think I just created the worst tattoo ever.
But that tattoo can bang. That tattoo can fucking bang, man.
As long as Yasmin doesn't design it, it could actually work.
I'm dead, man. Fucking kill me. Well, yeah, man. What does I get up to this weekend? Sound of Music. Yeah, I watched Sound of Music for the first time ever high, and I've seen Sound of Music like over 100 times. But it was a very different experience. Like, I mean, it's always been a funny movie. Like, there's really funny bits and everything. But like, I genuinely enjoyed it. I was able to see like through different, you know, through a different lens, through tinted lenses. You know what I'm saying? Through tinted eyes. Ah, my eye don't tint.
Honestly, it's also like a movie that's like, I feel like the time it was made, it's like, it just reminds me of Indiana Jones in that sense that, like, look, when you're trying to do something that's supposed to be historically accurate,
yeah,
and you need bad guys, always go with Nazis. Because there's no like objective where Nazis good or bad. Yeah. Just go with Nazis. Yeah. You have a bad yep. guy for life.
Yeah.
yeah. Like the Soviets, and that one you can kind of debate, you know, that's like, you yeah. know, but like Nazis, bad people.
Yeah.
Also yeah. Japan during World War II, horrible people. But like, mostly Nazis though.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed it, man. I was fighting tears listening to Edelweiss, man. Like, I really love that song so much. Like,
yeah.
That song is so fucking beautiful.
It's like, so calming.
I was like, yeah, man. Happy
too. Do you know what I want? I want City Girls to do a remix of that song. You know, I'm actually crying.
Not kill me.
Am I crying?
Do like, not kill me.
Do you know how pissed I get when I hear like all these like when a pop song or a rap song like sort of, you know, interpolates, like, you know, the one they always go for is Diamonds and Favorite Things. It's always Favorite Things they go for because, they can make it materialistic and, like, a pop.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it. So imagine doing Edelweiss. That would be, no way, Jose.
I couldn't even see how that would work. It would have to be like Sunday service. It would have to be only Kanye could pull that off, honestly. Like
Kanye, Jason White, Ant Clemons, them niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
real maestros.
You know, Water is still one of my favorite songs of all time.
Water by...
It's a Sunday service Kanye song. I think it's like Jesus is King album. Yeah. The one where it's like, well, bum, 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 well.
I don't think I've heard that. Like,
it's just so water. Know, like,
I legitimately didn't listen to Kanye, or still haven't listened to Kanye, like the past three albums, I think. I think the last one I listened to was Life of Pablo, to be honest. And after that, it's just been like, I've been like, you know, whatever, matter.
Listen, I'll actually wait. You can listen to the song. We can cut it out of the recording. And then you can just give me your review.
Of listening to the song?
Yeah. Please. I just want you to feel it. I want to watch you react to it.
Fine. Water by Kanye. Let's get it.
I'm so excited.
Top of the morning. Let's get this shit.
It sounds like a Beatles song in the beginning, and then it gets into it, and you're like, whoa.
Hello there.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, music is an incredible thing, man.
I know. It's crazy.
That song is incredible, but music is an incredible thing because, like, that song literally just transported me to, like, God knows where. That was such a calming song, but also a song that, like, I want to hear under the influence of something that isn't regular because I want to like experience God.
Yeah. You want to
see the face. Maybe I need to like listen to Jesus is King. I haven't listened to Jesus is King. That's crazy. Actually, I should listen to that, man.
Honestly. I mean, I didn't listen to the album. I won't lie to you. I heard that song on shuffle and I was like, yo, this is crazy.
I hear that.
And I didn't go to the rest of the album.
That shit is really good, man. That was really good. That I didn't even know. Yeah,
it was nice to experience that with you. So like, it's really nice to watch your friend listen to a really dope song for the first time and see how they react.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely putting that on, like, saving that to my Spotify, and then like I'm going to curate the right vibes for that, man. Maybe I might need like a super edible pee, read my Bible, just be praying, just like get in tune with the spirit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Get in tune with the infinite.
Dude, I kind of want a spiritual experience, man. Like,
you gotta hit them mushrooms, bro. Psilocybin.
Yeah, I just need to tap into something that isn't just like this everyday shit. I don't know why. Like, well, I've been. Is it yearning for?
Yeah. Like it. Like just go to like an LA desert.
Not even LA. Fuck LA, because that'll be some fake deep shit. I'm talking like, let's go straight to the Amazon. Let's go to like Peru or something.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were about to say Niger Desert, because I'm not doing that with you, man.
I'm dead.
I just see some jeeps rolling off. Some AKs hanging out. The AKs are always hanging out. So damn. Those ain't no antennas.
Bro, some of that fucking Toyota is a nigga shouting infidel at me.
You're playing infidel. Jesus is King. Only Allah is King.
Bro, infidel is such a great word. My days, like, bro, I love that word so much.
I swear, like, I love how they co-opted it. I feel like they went through the dictionary and were like trying to translate words, and they were like, infidel. "Yo, look at this word.
This one.
This is the one."
This one, like, there's words that, like, are, I mean, okay, so obviously, like, you know, like, we've known these words our entire lives, and, like, we know the context and the use and everything, but there's just some words that are, like, so great, like, even just the way they roll off your tongue, they're so great for what they mean, like, fantastic, infidel, weird, moist. Like, there's so many words that just feel like, yes, that is the right, whoever chose that word for that word, like, good job, buddy.
I'm trying to think of another word like that. I like beetle. I think a beetle looks like a beetle.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
A beetle looks like a beetle. I think a dolphin looks like a dolphin.
100%. And yeah. A beetle looks like a dolphin as well, kind of, sort of. They both, like, very smooth, like, and have that shiny finish, glossy finish.
Bro, man. Beetles be reflective, man.
Bruh.
Reflective ass motherfuckers. Nasty ass motherfuckers, though. Like, beetles are strong, bro.
Bruh. Have you seen a rhino beetle?
Yeah, man. That shit looks like a bullet.
Man, we used to have them in Corona all over the place, man.
Are you serious? You had rhino beetles?
Yeah. I hope I remember correctly, but I think so. I think we did. Yeah.
Rhino beetles look hard as. They look like me watching a Saudi video, man. Honestly, it's just fucking...
I'm dead. Boink.
Hey, guys, welcome to Submarine Roach.
To the PG half of it.
Yeah, we just went from listening to Christian music to discussing Saudi videos in, what's that, like, 2 minutes? Hey.
I'm dead.
Judgment Day, when they're at the immigration office, they're trying to decide if I'm
not
going to
immigration
help
office, bro. Do not kill me right now.
Judgment Day, at the immigration office, the angel officer in charge, he'll look at our papers. I'm like, okay, so, you know, things are going well. Okay, I see you went to church in 12 years. Nice, nice. Okay, now let me see. Oh, no. So what's Submarine on the Road? What's that about? Yeah?
Like, it's a platform. Okay. A platform that we use for missionary activities to spread the good word.
yeah, missionary.
Don't fucking kill me. Niggas be in the immigration office, like, in heaven. Niggas be asking you, so do you have any liquids in your bag? Any sharp objects? Any explosives?
I'm just asking, because if you're going to hell, it's fine there.
Yeah, but you can't bring lube into heaven. What are you thinking?
Nah, man. You spit.
I'm dead.
Like, your holy, like, God intended. That's why I gave you saliva. What do you think saliva is for? Talking? No. No.
No, baby.
Yeah. Speaking of sex stuff, I want to ask you about some tweets.
Oh, let's fucking do it, man. Let's do it.
So, Coach sent me some tweets.
And we haven't read these, by the way. Someone sent these two tweets to me. Mm-hmm. And both tweets were fucking funny, but they both have, like, a thread underneath that we haven't read. And just, like, you might as well just fucking read them on the podcast.
So, are you going to do the first one?
Yeah, I'll do the first one.
Okay, get into it. Get into it, baby.
Let's get into it. How long is this thread? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tweets long. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
So in December 2021, I registered on Uber so I could be picking rides when going to the office and after work instead of just blowing empty.
Blowing empty, am I right?
I know.
Am I right, fellas? We've all been there.
Bro, blowing empty, that sounds like a wasted nut. You get like, oh God, man, I just spilled my seed again for no reason. No woman, nobody's back to wipe it off. Nobody's rest to wipe it off.
I have to stop just watching kid. MTV at night, bro. What's this?
I'd also roll out once in a while during weekends just to make some extra cash. But roll out once in a while. And just
okay, just read the tweet. That's how,
you know what it sounds like? You know when somebody says rolling dice? Like, it sounds like this guy goes to donate sperm on the weekends.
Yikes.
I'd also roll out once in a while during weekends just to make some extra cash. But I had to stop last month due to a crazy and funny experience. First, I like to say that if you are not a naturally humble person, don't do Uber or Bolt. You'll be frustrated. Secondly, Lagosians can be condescending, Omo, especially the broke especially the broke Lagosians living in trenches but forming unnecessary posh. Third, I am dead. Not Suruleri. Do not kill me, man.
Yo, shout out to Whitney, man. I love that tweet.
Also, shout out to that. Oh, yeah, her name is Whitney. Babe, that like, yo, I lived in Suruleri all my life. I just started making island friends in 2019. Bro, that's the best tweet ever.
So called that trench to see you.
Guy, please.
Sorry. Continue the thread.
Yes, we know too well like that. I picked a guy from VI. He was going to Ogudu. At a point during the ride, he asked me to stop at the middle of Third Mainland Bridge that he wants to urinate. I'm dead. I stylishly asked if he's drunk. He smiled and said no.
Do you know how to stylishly ask if someone's drunk?
What did you say?
Do you know how to stylishly ask if someone is drunk?
My guy, you don't shock. Honestly, I can't think of another way. Oh, yeah, you don't shout me.
I was going to say, are you drunk, darling?
I'm dead. Imagine calling a Nigerian man, darling. He will slap you.
If he's posh, then he knows the code.
Oh, fair enough. I hear that. He knows. Yeah. He's like, just being polite. I'm dead. Don't kill me. So the guy said, many thoughts start flashing. What if this guy wants to commit suicide? What was my business? I'll just complete the Uber trip. Not on you, man. I'll complete the Uber trip and I'll just open my Twitter app and make a thread. Like, you guys will not believe what just happened. Bro. So, what does this guy want to commit suicide? I was also bothered about us getting robbed.
I'm sorry. Why didn't the guy stylishly ask him if he wants to commit suicide?
I'm dead. He should have stylishly asked him as well. Do you get? Ask him.
My guy, you want that?
My guy, you want jump? My guy, you want mod yourself? You see, I just tell you five stars. I mean, five stars.
Fucking hell.
I was also bothered about us getting robbed. I started begging him to let us go to Yanoworo. I beg, don't kill me. This guy says it's better for you to kill yourself in Yanoworo than on Third Mainland. Uncle said, no, I would have to do it inside your car, then I'm dead.
Yikes.
Before I could say jerk, he had unzipped his trousers, tilted his body towards the window, wound down the glass, and splashed it all out while in motion. I asked again, but this time with an angry voice. Guy, you fucking drunk. The guy, he was no more asking stylishly. I'm dead. Oh, yeah, he replied, Baba, keep driving. Now outside, they put down. You know, go enter your car.
I don't get this because I feel like he said he wants to pee, so he should stop the car.
Yeah.
But the guy, and did he wind down?
He must have wound down, yeah. He was peeing outside the window. Yeah, he said, before I could say jerk, he had unzipped his trousers, tilted his body towards the window, wound down the glass, and splashed it all out while on motion.
Okay.
I'm dead.
I
asked again, but this time with an angry voice, guy, you fucking drunk. He replied, Baba, keep driving. I asked that they put down, you know, go enter your car. I wanted to angry, but I couldn't because, I mean, that's logical. I'm not peeing in your car, guy. Don't stress me.
Yeah.
Dropped him off at Ogudu Bridge and I drove home quietly. Got home, showered and jumped to my bed. I was about saying my night prayers when I started brooding about what had happened. A big annoyed smile marred my face. I shook my head and just told myself, I'm done doing this. If all Bolt Uber drivers start sharing their odd and crazy stories, you'll be amazed. People know too well like that. Now, Claude, they make many look sane. Anyway, feel free to share yours if you don't mind. That's a great story, honestly. That is great content.
And on that note, I'm going to share mine. Okay, so I have a story from someone that replied the thread.
The original thread, yeah.
I haven't read this, so like, if it's super offensive at some point, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to ignore this entire storyline of the podcast. And it's okay. You guys watch Game of Thrones. You're used to this. It happened. So the guy says, I have fucked three female Uber drivers. Jesus Christ. What a start.
You know, guy, they were, a banger.
They were, They always say when you start your book, you know, the first line should be a hook. It should get people interested. This is
honestly, and that's why some of my favorite rap verses start like that, and most of them are Ladipo verses. Ladipo verses, his first lines are always very like, what's the word?
They make you warm, they're intriguing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, okay. I want to hear more about this. You know,
I want to see where this is Uber going. Drivers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why have you fucked the Uber? Okay. So the guy says, I have fucked the female Uber drivers. I'm not making it up. One particular lady dropped me off and said she was too tired to go back to Korodu. I jokingly said she should sleep over now. She said, okay, and to my surprise. Anyway, we made quid and remained friends until she japa. Jesus. Happy ending for her. For you, I guess. Not so much.
I think, but also, like, both parties. Fair enough. People be meeting and like linking one time, sure. It's not a big deal. But I'm just like, the guy is yanning like, oh, the babe was like a crazy babe. But it's also like, you two, you're a crazy guy. Like, I don't get it. Like,
imagine if it was just her thing and she just like hooked up with everyone that she dropped at Ikorodu.
Everyone that she dropped off in Ikorodu. the babe has a blog called Ikorodu D, where she just reviews niggas by their streets street names.
It's called Ikorodu Me Well Well.
I'm dead.
Okay. So to continue the thread, the second lady was a part-time uni-like student using Uber to hustle. She picked me for multiple trips around the island. And was great company. Everything I ate, I bought for her. When I finally got home, I asked her in for drinks. We make weed. I'm tired of saying make weird, but okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The third one are straight up Olushu.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
The third one are straight up Olushu. Uber are just her mobile brothel. God.
I'm fucking dead.
Honestly, when I spoke to the, I did in no way anticipate that I would use the term mobile brothel. But here we are.
Mobile brothel, that's so funny, my God. But TMT, I'm sure you can relate.
Come on, man.
You know I love a good callback. That's a callback to like 20 episodes ago, man. Car sex, kind of soul.
Go look that up if you haven't. Now back to this. Yeah, the third one, straight up Olo show. Uber not just a mobile brothel. The babe tell me straight up, say she fish show me a good time if I don't mind. I know cuckoo mind. She delivered as promised, 5 stars. Straight.
Straight. I'm dead. I am so dead.
Ay, ay, ay. Wow. I hate this so much. I hate this. If I knew that I was going to read this, I probably wouldn't have. But like, I'm glad I didn't know because I enjoyed reading that. For the first time, once and only once.
That was funny, I won't even lie.
So how many Uber drivers have you slept with, Coach?
That's a good question. Actually, it's not. Like, the answer is zero. I haven't slept with any Uber drivers. However, I used to drive Uber for like a week in 20... What year was that? 20... I think it was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I drove Uber for a week and no one tried to sleep with me. However, one night out, the weekend, I think it was a Friday night, I picked up some elderly, like maybe they were like early 40s, some white ladies from a bar, and I was going to drop them off at home. And this was when Mandy in the Jungle had dropped, and I was spinning Mandy in the Jungle the entire time, like just, because I was like, you know, yeah, I just dropped, so I had it on repeat, like throughout all my rides and everything. And the women really loved the song. They loved it so much. They're like, oh my God, who's this? Who's this? Like, oh my God, is this Drake? I'm like, no, it's not Drake. And I was very proud to say, oh, I know this dude. Like, he's Nigerian, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but they didn't try and fuck me, though. I should have said it was Drake. Maybe if I said it was Drake and I knew him, they would have tried to fuck me, but better luck next time.
They would have tried to fuck you if it was Drake. I'm the only Uber driver in Canada playing Drake.
I know it's Drake. Do you get?
Maybe they would have tried to peer out of your window.
I'm dead.
Just let the thing splash. So guys, listen. This is what we're doing this week. We're just recalling everyone's strange sexual encounters. I'm going to go through the thread and see if there's any more stories. And there is not. Thank God. And I'm really happy about that. I'm dead. That.
Yeah, I was going to ask you real quick. Yo, what's the brokest thing you've ever done in your life that you can remember right now off the top of your head? Like the most down bad financial thing you ever done in your life.
Let me see. I've I'm trying to think. Down bad financial. I don't know, man. I feel like I sort of mentally recline from the world when I'm getting, you know, not, you know, like broke. So I just kind of not put myself out there to make any bad decisions. But I think it's definitely when I was a student.
Oh, for sure. Same here.
Yeah, when I was in uni, I remember I would just start cooking more. But obviously, I wouldn't be able to buy, like, any of the top shelf stuff. So I'll just buy, wild ingredients and Google struggle meals and, like, stuff that will last for a week. Get some Tupperware together. Shout out to my mom for giving me Tupperware, even though I told her I don't want this shit in my house, but she left it there. And then they came back and saved my life. But I never told her in person, so I'll give her a hug tomorrow.
Thanks, mom, for saving my life.
Yeah, thank you for saving my life, mama. But yeah, that's not crazy. Down bad. I don't think I've ever done anything crazy down bad. If something comes to me, I'll let you know, sure.
Yeah, mine is food related as well. So what happened was I bought pizza one night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't eat the crust. Because I knew I was going to eat it as breadsticks the next day.
What did you eat it with?
Dipping sauce. Like one of the dips, like garlic dip or ranch or something that I came with.
That's not terrible.
It was terrible. It was bad. It was bad.
I mean, the other time I got really broke and I just borrowed, like, my neighbor, I think she went to her family. Her family lived in Chile, so she went there for, like, I think 2 or 3 weeks. And yeah. I was just like, yo, I'm tired of spending all this money on transportation. This is wild. So I just took her bike and I was using it for like a sudden.
I'm dead. Like a bicycle.
Yeah, man. It was like a pink bike. It was
I was gonna ask.
Yeah. I obviously like I'm this big ass thing. I'm a big ass guy. Like,
this pink bike, I'm dead.
Thank God so bikes don't have license plates, because if a policeman stopped me and said, can I see the license for that bike? I'm just started shouting. This is racially motivated. And I do not appreciate it.
Bro. You know what I need to do? On my bucket list, I need to actually just pull the race card randomly on, like, just one day, just when, like, when I backed into a corner, but, like, I don't have any right to use the race card. That's something I would love to do that.
I mean, it would 100% be between the race card, or I think I would just I don't even know if this is okay to say, but I would literally be like, hey officer, how you doing,
I'm
baby?
I'm dead. And then when they lock you up, you're gonna be shouting, I just want you to know that I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me in there, I didn't do it.
Yo, real shit, I need to ask you, do you think he did it?
Say that again.
Do you think he did it?
I have no idea, mate. Like, I have no clue. Like, it just doesn't make sense for, like, the police to come up with this elaborate, like, cover that he made, like, you know, he connived the two Nigerian dudes and they were practicing. Like, yeah, they said they were rehearsing. Like, isn't there even, like, I saw this, they said there was video evidence of them rehearsing at one point. I have no idea.
Imagine Jesse, like, no, Olatunde, listen. Give me your MAGA. It's hey, little nigga. Little game. Olatunde, come on. We've been here for 2 hours. Get this right, or I'll dock your pay.
Now, action. Yeah, honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah, but like in my head, it's just like I've never really bought that he made it up. Like, I obviously, like, I know, like, based on the facts that, like, yeah, he did that shit. But like, part of me just doesn't believe he did it because it's just so bizarre.
No, like, both ways, it's like. Like, it's the same point that makes me not believe it both ways, or, like, makes me confused both ways. It's like, why the hell would he do this entire thing? Like, why? Secondly, why would the police make it up? Like, it is just such a wild storyline for anybody to come up with on either side.
We know the kind of shit police, like, do when it comes to, like, framing black guys. And this just isn't one of them.
It's so elaborate. Like, it's usually just plant something on someone, or like, you know, a whole ass, like, you know, drama series, like a whole ass, anyways, I don't know, whatever, man. Like,
well, I know the Nigerian guys admitted they did it, right?
Yeah, but Niger, you know, Niger guys, now, like, niggas just gonna be like, yeah, whatever, man. Like, you know, Niger, one thing about a Niger guy, if he doesn't want wala, I would just be like, officer, I'm gonna go, man, no lie, you. Officer, man, no lie, you.
Yo, yeah. Shout out to Jussie Smollett, because he's like one of the type of niggas we make this podcast for. Just like a real nutty nigga.
Bruh.
Like a real bad boy.
Yo, shout out to our guy Fresh, man. Yo, Fresh. Fresh, it's crazy because it feels like Fresh has been on a press run, but it's all just been super organic. It's not even as if he's promoting anything. That guy kills me, man.
He's promoting like, Hotbox.
Maybe, because like I listened to him on the Pulse podcast as well this morning, and yeah, he did shout out Hotbox a bunch of times, but also it's like, and it was a completely different interview from like the, well, not interview, but like conversation from the one he had with us. But like, it was also such a great conversation because he's so fucking like open and he just yarns. And like, when something funny that had happened was, he was told, so there's a babe on the podcast that like he was on, and you know Fresh's tweet about like, if you're a girl, like are there any girls out there that would meet the prime Chinese Zoria, blah 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 blah. He was just mentioning a bunch of places, and the babe, I think the babe said, oh, me, I've not been to any of those places or something like that, or she had been to prime Chinese, and I think she was like trying to defend herself, and Fresh was like, ah, there's no need to defend yourself, you're not even my spec. Bro, the guy was like, no need to call, please, man. You actually know my spec. Just free. Just allow, man. Like, bro. And he just said it's so matter of fact, like, as in, like,
relax,
like,
relax, yeah, honey. It's like, fine. Bro, it's fine.
It was so funny, man. Dude,
Fresh said you're in a safe space.
As in, guys, I'm not judging you here. As in, like, I know my spec, man. Dude, fucking kill me. But, like, I love that he said he was going to get Lady Donnelly her apology, and he did it. Like, Fresh is a real, like, elder statesman of the alt-tech community, like, a real pillar.
Real pillar of the community.
Honestly,
yeah, I'm glad Dolly got her apology. I don't think she really cared for it either way. But yeah, I don't know what to think about the guy who made the comments and the apology. What are your thoughts on him? What's his name?
His name is Motolani.
Okay, yeah. My wife said we went to law school with him in the last episode, right?
I don't recall. I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he told me that in private. But yeah, the guy, my wife and I went to law school together, and he was with us. And the guy, I remember the guy walked up to, my wife said he walked up to him one time, and he was like, what are you listening to? And my wife said it was a podcast, and the guy was like, what a podcast? So apparently he told my wife later on in life that like, my wife put him onto podcasts.
Nice, I love that. I think like one time I think early like in his Pulse career, he had DM'd us asking about Sarah and Roach and the future of like podcasting in Nigeria. I think he wanted to write an article actually, but
yeah,
we're so bad with our DMs. I mean, we didn't edit; we just didn't see it because it was in that request side of things.
So we edited
pretty much. But yeah, what do I think about him? I think he's a, I don't know, man. I don't know honestly, because obviously like he has good opinions and some of shitty ones, but he says he doesn't have a complex, but it's very hard to like believe that, because just the way certain things were worded, it was just like, it just sounded, is the word vindictive? I don't know. It just sounded very, very personal as opposed
malicious.
To like, malicious as opposed to like being an observation. Like he kept hounding up, like going like, what's the, I guess hounding on the, I don't know, drumming the point home that like kids are privileged or kids are spoiled or whatever, but like you can write about kids being spoiled and kids being privileged without making it seem like they're fucked because of as a result of that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's a fact. Some people are privileged, some people are whatever, but like the tone in which you like write it or convey that message really says a lot about how you feel about that thing. And he was trying to like come across as, oh, like, no, it was neutral, it was an observation. But no, it really wasn't. But I don't have any real opinions, man. See me, like, I love drama, I love chaos, I love when media niggas like give me shit to make jokes about, you know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, that's my take on it, honestly. Like, yeah. And then you know me now, and you know me, like, My motto in life is yesterday's takes are not today's takes, and today's takes are not guaranteed to be tomorrow's takes, because like I know what it is to just be in the spur of the moment and just yarn because one, you want to be funny, or like maybe not for shock value anymore, like fuck that, like I don't be doing that shock value pain anymore, but I know I was on Clubhouse like when Clubhouse was popping, just lying through my teeth every single day just because I knew it was funny.
What kind of lies were you telling on Clubhouse?
Talking about like I told you on here, like Burna is a better rapper than Skepta type stuff. We had revisited that on the Jess episode. So yeah, man, I just be out here just yanning to understand what it means to yan. But I try to not be harmful when I yan. I think that is. So I'll say one thing, and this is random, and this is about me. It's no longer like podcasters or whatever. But I enjoy banter so much. And I enjoy hating a lot. And my goal in life right now is to like refine my banter and my hate in a way that like it's palatable. Is that the word? It's easily digestible and no one's really like rubbed off the wrong way. And like no one wants to fight me afterwards. You're just like, haha, this guy's a funny guy. Blah, blah, blah.
This guy's the hater of the year.
Yeah, this guy's the hater of the year. But like he's also like a cool guy. Like he gives warm hugs. So like I can't really hate him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, a warm hug has never really prevented me from hitting a nigga. I be hugging niggas I hit all the time.
I'm dead. You Lagos niggas are crazy, man.
Yeah, we're all mad fake out here, baby. It's the lifestyle.
I'm dead. Which is why Lagos is perfect for Real Housewives on good. But
Speaking of which, are you going to watch that? Because I am.
I want to watch it. I want to watch it and react to it, actually. I think that's something we can react to. Like, we can watch those episodes and react, put our YouTube videos.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah. That's something we could do. But yeah, I just, because I've never watched any of the other Real Housewives to even start with. So I don't even know what the shows are supposed to be like. I just know that they're messy and they're full of drama and there's so many sound bites and like clips that like go viral. But I just don't trust Lagos people. You know what I'm saying? I just don't trust Lagos people to like.
I hear you. Yeah. I don't trust Abuja people either, though. That's the thing.
I'm dead. Well, I mean, in general, I don't trust Nige people, is what I meant to say. Like, with regards, like, you know, just like recreating. I guess like Yankee type content, it just never translates. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, anyways. The thing is, like, I don't watch the original Housewives shows, so I don't know what kind of stuff they do for fun.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to think, like, even like maybe a gala or some shit like that. Like, how do they recreate these events? And like, I don't know, like, they'll figure it out. I'm sure they've done their research.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song right now?
Whoa, what's my favorite song right now? I really like Dave Starlight. I don't know how old it is, though. Is it new? I don't even know.
No, it's on the last album, I think.
Interesting. Yeah, I discovered it not too long ago. I like Dave Starlight. I like Asha's Give Me Red Wine or Give Me... I don't know. It's called Give Me Red Wine or Give Me Something. I don't know what it's called.
I don't think Starlight is on the last album. I think it's a new joint.
But it's possible that it's new, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's a new one.
Yeah, I like that. I like my girl's clingy. What did Dave say? I like mine's clingy and something. But yeah, I can relate to those bars. I like that. I like when my babes give me attention all the time. You know what I'm saying? I just like to feel loved. But I also like to give attention as well. So like, you know what I'm saying? I need that energy reciprocated. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, man. I hear you. My favorite songs right now are I like Sungba. Ashake,
yeah, that's a jam still.
It's a really good song.
My goat is on the remix.
Who burns?
Yeah, Oluwa Burna.
Imagine today, like you're making like Simpsons versions of like all the Afrobeat stars, and you do like a Mr. Burns Burna hybrid.
Mr. Burns is the stingy CEO guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dead. I don't see that banking as Burna though, to be honest.
No, yeah, you can make it work. It just be based on their names, and then you can make
names.
You can make Rema Bart Simpson. You make Wizkid.
Don Jazzy be Homer.
Don Jazzy is Homer. Tiwa Savage is Marge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thames is Lisa.
Thames is Lisa. Timmy Dakolo is Ned Flanders.
I'm dead. Who are the two grumpy smoking babes? Are Omaomi and
Maji sisters? Yeah. Omaomi and Sheshe.
Omaomi and Yemi Alade. Who did you say?
I said Sheshe. Actually, Sheshe and Yemi Alade are the two grumpy sisters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the guy at the bar.
Let me see.
I think that's Lamide.
Actually, yeah.
No, that's Davido. It could be Davido.
Could be David. I'm trying to think of someone who's known for kicking people out, because, like, you know, he's always kicking that, like, sloppy guy out. Who's that sloppy guy? So that sloppy guy is Wandeko. That sloppy guy is Wandeko. Who's the bartender, actually? Let's see. That's the final one we'll do before.
That's Whiskey. Wiz?
Fair?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make it Wiz.
Wait, I guess. No. Wiz is the baby.
Yo, Wiz is definitely the baby.
Yeah, Wiz is the baby. 100% the baby. Yeah, Wiz is the baby.
And my final submission is, what's this guy's name? Black Bones. No, Black Bones is Black Bones is the clown. Krusty.
Fair. Who is Apu?
Apu,
don't get us canceled, though.
Someone.
I'm dead. Apu is someone. Don't fuck. No, never. Apu is a hardworking guy.
That's true.
That loves his family.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Apu is,
honestly, Kabi Adekunle Gold, man. Just a family man that is all about his grind. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, Adekunle Gold.
Apu.
Yeah.
So we're in a Roast Baby, episode 97. You know what I'm saying? It's been Kalakutako, KKK, and the boy himself, the stallion himself. Yeah, do you have a chieftaincy title?
Nah, man. But, like, I'm the chief daddy of fucking you,
bitch.
I was going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I was going to say bisexuals.
I'm dead. This nigga is the chief daddy of bisexuals. I love that for you, man.
Bye, guys.
Peace. Oh, bisexuals. Ha, ha, ha. Get it? Sorry. Bye. Bye.
Do you want to try that again?
No, bye. Always part of me. Young summer free.